Hey there, welcome to our Intentional Living Center today. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. We're talking about aging parents, and one thing you've learned, if you've had the opportunity and the blessing and maybe the challenge to step up and care for your aging parent or parents, what have you learned? A very tender and important and practical topic today. And our lines are already jammed. People are calling. We'd love to have you join us. What have you learned? On Facebook, tell us what you've learned. Go to our social sites. Tell us what you've learned. Here at the Intentional Living Center, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. Let's get at it.
Welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, a conference speaker and coach, and your advocate for the family. Our lines are open, so call now, 1-888-888-1717. Again, that's 1-888-888-1717. Now from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, where we want to help you be intentional for your family, here's Randy.
All right, thank you, Kurt. On this thing on aging parents, I think Chris on Facebook said it best. Chris said, first of all, be happy you have aging parents. It's a blessing that many do not or will never have as an experience. And those whose parents are gone, you know that. You know that the years have passed. My parents are both in heaven, and I miss them, and I miss the opportunity to talk to them, and they were quite independent right to the end of their lives, but at the same time, we miss them. And I know many of you do, too, and some of you are right in the middle of it. I mean, you didn't have a situation where your parents were independent to the end, and they're struggling, and they need your help, and they need you to step up. And we've been through that with my wife's family more, with my mother-in-law, and she had Alzheimer's, and certainly a challenge. You know, one of the lessons that I do, in fact, I'm going to be talking about this some at the upcoming Parents Night Out conferences. I talk about each decade. There are certain things that in the seasons of life that we need to accomplish in each of the decades of life. There's a real biblical, I think a biblical understanding of this thing about aging. Think about what Solomon said to us in Ecclesiastes chapter 3. He said it pretty well. He started this by saying there is a time for everything. And there is a season for every activity under the sun. In other words, there are seasons of time, and then there are occurrences that will happen. It's just a part of life. You're not going to change it. You don't have any control over it. You're not going to make it different. You're not going to be excluded from the reality of the very first thing he said in verse 2, that there is a time to be born and there is a time to die. And that is just a fact of life that in our Western Western reality, we try to deny it with more facelifts and more makeup and more health clubs and more this and that. But the reality is babies are born and we die. The good news is, as believers, we don't have to fear that. We know where we're going. And I was thinking the very first decade of life from 0 to 9, during that first decade of life, I call it the season or the decade of dependence, where your kids depend upon you. And generally, the last decade of life, it's all over again, isn't it? Dependence, where there's a sense of depending upon your family. Maybe not to the extent as a little child, but sometimes it's so. And then squeezed in between are all these other decades of busyness, things that we do. What about you? What have you learned about aging parents? What have you learned about yourself? Call, let's talk, 888-888-1717. I've got to get this in just before I take the calls. Parents' Night Out. We start in Michigan. It's a night for parents. I'm going to talk about what you just heard me say. I'm going to go through every one of these decades, and I'm going to show you what your kids need in the decades of life, what you need in the decades of life, and what your parents need. It's going to be a very interesting and fun Parents' Night Out. I'm excited about it. We start in Michigan. Not this weekend, but next weekend in Midland, Jackson, Flint, and then in Phoenix and Mesa, and then ending in Tucson. I hope you get your tickets. And also, while we're in Michigan, we have a very cool conference for families and business. Very excited about that coming up in 2 weeks on October 13th. We're 2/3 full. I saw the numbers this morning. We're what? Almost 70% full. If you haven't registered, you've been delaying, come on out. It's going to be a great time. Go to the website. It's all there for you at theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. To your calls in a minute.
technology is helping or contributing to the division of homes, and particularly marriage and relationships.
I'm a 66-year-old widow. It's helped me keep in touch with friends and relatives, some of them that I hadn't been in touch with for years, relatives that I never knew in my life, and we got to know each other over Facebook.
We all have one snail mail box in front of our home. We don't have multiple boxes with locks on them. The option is to have an email address for every member of the family. It's separate.
Being a widow and living alone, it helps me not be so lonely, not feel like I'm alone in the world. I have many Christian friends on Facebook.
Cell phones contribute to the same thing, where we have our own cell phones.
And I also use it to share Jesus.
And as Dr. Carlson has said, it is not the sinful technology itself, but it just certainly makes things much easier to dispense with oneness in marriage or uniting the family.
Thank you for sharing your stories. You know, they flow in on marriage topics. They flow in on parenting. They flow in every day. We get hundreds and hundreds of people that we get a chance to hear your stories. We are here for you. We love you, and that's why intentional living is all about living our lives every day and every decade and every moment, including this moment, because we have this moment with aging parents, as we're talking about today. Let me get to the calls, and let's see what you're all saying with your comments and questions. Let's go to Melanie, who's up first in Arizona. Hi, Melanie.
Hi, Dr. Randy. So we are just, I guess, on the verge of this. My parents, we are just starting to see signs, little forgetfulness, and just they're needing some help. And so it was just a discussion, actually, my sister and I had yesterday. Just some advice. How do we sit down and start this conversation? What I'm looking for is, what type of resource should we be looking for? What type of questions should we ask? And on just where do we go in this next step in their life?
How old are your parents?
Just about 75 and 70.
And what is the good relationship with them?
It is. We've been very blessed. My dad suffered a sickness a couple of years ago. We're still not sure what it was, but it was some sort of fever. But he suffered a slight stroke recovering from that. And we're just starting to see little kind of gaps in what he is doing and thinking. And so we're seeing that role with my mom as starting to be that caregiver. And the instance that happened, we went out to lunch after church on Sunday, and he was unable to count the money.
Okay, well, those are signs. Is he fiercely independent? And your mom as well?
They are.
Yeah.
Okay. And so we're just, how do we sit down as a family and figure out where to go from here?
Well, I think it's really important to have honest discussion. I can't tell you the number of people that I know who just never talk about this. I mean, they just don't want to talk about it. And then it gets really ugly later on when decisions have to be made about health care or about finances or about, you know, what's a person's intention if they become ill and so on. Do they have documentation? Do they have an estate plan? Do they have a will? Do they have a living will? Do they have documents about their desires? Have they talked to you at all about any of this?
Very little. They are finally just starting to kind of turn some of that over to us, but we're trying to figure out where, you know, what should we be asking, and I think we need to cover all of those. There's four siblings, and it needs to be a family discussion while they can still have their input.
Sure. Well, I think it's important to make sure that there's an estate plan. In fact, we have a guide, a free guide that we've created to help families think about an estate plan. And Sally, I think that's on our website, isn't it? I'll check. If not, we'll catch your address and we'll mail you one in the mail. But I think, Melanie, a couple of things is you and your siblings get together and have your meeting so you're on the same page. But when you get with your parents, a lot of respect. I mean, nobody likes to get old,
right?
And as my mother used to say, it ain't for sissies. And when you get older, what happens in the 70, that decade, you still want to have meaning. You want to feel like you have purpose and so on. But I think with a very respectful discussion with your mom and dad about, Mom and Dad, we're concerned for you that as you get older, that you have a life that you want, that you're living the life that you want to have. We don't want to have to make decisions that are not in accordance with your desires. In other words, we're not here to push ourselves on you, but we want to make sure that we can provide for you and follow through with your desires. And it's important for us to know what those would be, as it has to do with your will. Who is the executor? Is the will been updated? Is there a trust? Is all the paperwork taken care of? Do you know what the finances are? Have they shared with you? Do they have the financial abilities if they have to go into a care facility or a nursing home? What's their living will decision? If they get into a hospital and there has to be make a decision, the doctors are going to want to know who to talk to and who has to make those decisions. I just think having a respectful discussion with your parents, an open, honest discussion to broach the topic, and it may not be you're going to solve it all in the first meeting, but just say we'd like to talk about this so we can provide for you and know that we're doing what you would honor you. Have they selected one of you all to be the executor of their estate, one of the children?
They haven't yet, and that was kind of the discussion my sister and I were having, that for the most part we can agree, but we understand that when it gets down to the nitty-gritty, there can sometimes just be feelings.
Exactly.
And so that's kind of what we're hoping. If we can solve that beforehand and be intentional with those decisions, that maybe we can make it a little easier for everyone.
Well, God bless the parents who get older who take the lead on this. My parents did. They took the lead, created the documents. They told us what they wanted. And my mother sent a letter to all three of her boys, including me, I'm the youngest, saying, now listen, when I'm gone, if you guys fight over anything, you're in big trouble with me. So my mom was like, she was one of those that was just going to, you know, make it clear what she wanted and how she wanted things to go. And that's helpful.
But and if that's a blessing.
Yeah, and if you have parents that kind of drag their feet on this, then the kids, you have to broach the topic and get it on the table. Because ultimately, hey, listen, you're going to be there someday and have to make these decisions.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line. And so you have to do it.
It is. Well, thank you very much.
Hey,
so
listen, if
your website?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Hold on for a minute. I think Sally can help you. Sally, would you talk to Melanie about the estate planning guide, either online? Can they get to it? I don't know. Can they get to it online? If not, we'll send it to her in the mail. Okay? Fair enough? All right. Appreciate it. We're talking about aging parents. What one thing have you learned? You know, Alice says here, I learned I didn't ask enough questions. Probably just questions about life, about, you know, questions about their values, maybe the simple questions of where's your checkbook if something happens to you? You know, how do I take care of you? Lois says how to give grace. That's important. Wow. Janine says slow down, speak slower, which is important, and pray. Because what happens is we get older, our life starts to get narrower and narrower and narrower and less opportunities, right? It's starting to close in a little bit. And you may be in high speed. There's a decades again. You know, you're in your 40s at high speed. You're just ripping and roaring and building and momentum. And your parents are in their 70s or grandparents in their 80s or whatever. And they're slowing down. Their life is getting smaller. And it's easy to get frustrated. Don't miss the opportunity. 888-888-1717.
My mother has dementia. She's 83 years old. She had called my house up here in Gladwin to ask me if she ate her breakfast. And I'm thinking, oh, that's not good. I think what I struggle with the most is the fact that not only am I dealing with things that come along unexpectedly and catch me by surprise that I wasn't anticipating happening as I decided to care for my parents, but also deep down, I do feel that I have some resentment over the fact that they did not take care of getting plans in order for their senior years. One is 85 and one is 86. They both have a host of health problems. One is severely handicapped.
You know, we'd like to deny the brevity of life or the frailty of life, but the reality is we get kicked in the teeth with it because it's just a part of life. And again, I was going back to what Solomon said in Ecclesiastes, there's a time and a season for everything. And he basically is saying when you research this, when you look at it and you study the commentaries, he's basically saying there's a time and a season for everything, you know, under the sun. And so live with it. That's basically what he's saying. You're not going to change this. You don't change the seasons. I don't wake up tomorrow and say, you know, I'm sick and tired of summer. It's been hot in Tucson. I'm sick and tired of it. Well, I may be sick and tired of the heat, but it ain't going to end until the season moves into the fall, which it's now doing, thankfully. But you may be hitting the winter, and you live in the Northland, and it's going to be snowy and cold, and you say, I'm hating the winter. I'd like to get out of the snow. You can't rush it. It's just a season, and it's a reality, and it happens in all of our lives. And so how are you handling this? What are you learning through these decades of life in terms of aging parents? Let's go to Guadalupe in California. Welcome to the program today.
Hi, Dr. Andy.
Appreciate your call. What's your question today?
Well, my father, up until about 2 years ago, was very independent, and he suffered a cardiac arrest.
Mm.
And for the last year and a half, he was recovering, and I was totally caring for him. And now he's fully recovered. God healed him, healed his diabetes. He's totally healthier than he was before.
Wow.
My issue with him right now is that I took some of his independence away while he was under my care.
You had to.
And now he would like some of that back. But he wants, some of it is like I'm trying to find a balance like to what's okay and what's not because of his cardiac arrest and he got so severely injured. And I'm thankful to God now that he's healed, but now he would like to start doing things than what he was doing before. Like, still wants to drive, still wants to, mop the floors, wash the dishes, and do all this stuff that he used to do before. So I'm trying to find a balance as to, what's okay and what's not.
Well, that's a great question, and I think that every family, we go through that with all, what point do you take the keys away? Yeah, every family, I got family members right now that tell you the story that in their loved ones, they had to go and take the keys away.
Yes.
And taking the keys away is not an easy thing. Or to say, hey, this is, we're going to have a service come in or you're going to move in with us or, we're going to start checking your medications or we're going to start going to the doctor appointment with you or all of these things. Or we're going to start looking over your shoulder to see your bank accounts because the reality is a lot of elderly people are taken advantage of. There can be abuse. There can be a lot of neglect and things that occur just because as we get older, we're not as sensitive and not as aware. Just part of, again, this is the seasons and the reality of life. I guess on a practical level, Guadalupe, first of all, I would say to you, God bless you. You're sensitive. You want to do the right thing. There's a lot of aging parents who have kids that couldn't give a rip. And these people are just getting by and on whatever they have. And the fact that you love your dad and you want to care for him and want to do the right thing, you're way ahead of the game. And so I applaud you on that. I think on a practical thing, what I would do, Guadalupe, if I were you, I'd go to the doctor and I'd take all my questions. I'd let the doctor be kind of the buffer. And he or she knows his health condition, knows his ability. I would get somebody who's independent, outside the circle a little bit, not emotionally engaged, who can look your dad in the eye and say, hey, you can't drive any longer. It's not safe for you. It's not safe for others. Then you have kind of a green light to know what his capabilities are. Should he be mopping the floor? And bring a list and say, what is his level of capacity and capability? And I think if you get someone who can kind of see your dad, someone who's monitored him and had some care, a nurse, a doctor, to give you some insight, then it's not always you. Because I think what happens is, as kids, this role reversal occurs. And who in the world wants to have a role reversal where you're making decisions for this dad that's been independent for the last 40, 50, 60 years? Now, all of a sudden, you have to make decisions to take away the key or go check up on him or whatever. And he doesn't want to be treated like a kid. You want to treat him with respect. But at the same time, you got to step in and do the right thing. So practically, I'd go to the doctor with him and I'd bring the questions and I'd say, Doc, got to know. I want to make the right decision for my dad. What do you think?
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Andy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio.
Mom, Dad, this might surprise you, but it's actually possible to raise me to be a responsible adult without losing your mind. The Intentional Living Center and Dr. Randy are having a Parents' Night Out conference. And Dr. Randy says he'll teach you 5 things you need to teach me before I leave home? What does he mean by that?
Parents' Night Out with Dr. Randy Carlson, coming in October and November. Visit theintentionallife.com.
Hey, listen, thank you. And by the way, the Parents' Night Out is going to be a great night. Here's the deal. I know these young parents coming out, spending some time, getting a babysitter and all that can be tough. I want you to come. Here's the good news. The setting that we're going to have is going to be intimate enough that we're going to be able, I think, to be able to get some questions and answers. And I'm bringing these decades of life, and I'm going to take you step by step. What do you need to be doing with a 0 to 9-year-old? What do you need to be doing with a 10 to 19-year-old? What do you need to be doing with a young adult in their 20s? Because what stage are you going through at the same time? What are your needs, and what are their needs? And how do you specifically love them and discipline them and encourage them and specific helps? We're going to have a lot of fun. It's a Parents Night Out, Michigan, Midland. This is all coming up less than 2 weeks now. Midland, and then Jackson, and then Flint. And then the following weekend, we're going to be in Scottsdale, I should say, in Phoenix and Mesa, and then early November in Tucson. I want you to come, parents. A great time, grandparents. Send your kids. Watch the grandkids. Send them. Make it a gift. Send them out there and find some young couple to send. We want to bless on them and be an encouragement. And then, of course, the Thrive Conference, same time in Michigan, October 13th, and we're about 70% full now. So call or just go online. That's the best way. Just register online at theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Fair enough? Okay, I want to get back to calls here. Let me go to Bryna. Bryna, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you.
Appreciate
How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Appreciate your call. What have you learned about aging parents?
Well, in 1999, my father was very ill, and I came down and took care of my father. I promised him on his deathbed that I would take care of my mother. Mm. My husband and I moved in with my mom in 2000. She passed away this year.
I'm sorry.
On June 2nd. But I learned to slow down. It is a blessing to be able to take care of your parents, especially now that I have to look back. That they won't be here forever. Cherish every moment.
I say amen to that, Bryna, and I think that's being echoed on our Facebook comments. You know, just love them. Elisha says, just love them. Kelly echoes it by saying, you know, just don't get frustrated about all the little things they say or do. As I mentioned, Lois says, you know, how to give grace. Just learn how to give grace. And Janine was right on target with you, Bryna. Slow down. Speak slower. Pray. You know, it's difficult. So how you doing now? I'm sorry for your loss. It's only been, 3 months. How you doing?
Well, I'm getting better. I had a very, very hard time of it. Because my mother was also my confidant because she had a lung faculty. She just had very bad lungs and a very bad heart.
Sounds like you're struggling today, too, aren't you?
I'm having trouble with the air outside.
Yeah. Well, Brian, I'll tell you, so what you learned, what was one thing you learned from your parents? One thing you learned?
Do not let your frustration interfere with the love, and just slow down.
Good way to put a cap on that one, right? We're talking about aging parents today. What have you learned? We always love to hear comments on Facebook or on our storyline at 888-888-1717. What are the questions in Scripture that you think of that come to mind? Who do you say that I am? Other questions. What shall I do to be saved? Other questions. Who do you say that I am? Yeah, Nicodemus, how can a person enter the womb again and be born again? Nicodemus asking Jesus that question, and of course, Jesus responds. Think of other questions that come to mind. I think of Nehemiah, I always go to Nehemiah. His whole life was radically changed by one question. What's going on back in my homeland? That answer to that question changed his whole life. You know, that question is one of many questions in Scripture, over 3,000 questions in the Bible. each intended to make you think, and I put a lesson together for this month of September on the topic of the power of questions, the power of questions. And I hope, members, you've enjoyed it, listened to it, thought about the questions I ask. Starting next month, members, all the new members that have joined us and those joining us now in support of the ministry, you watch for it, members. We're going to start a series on the intentional living process. It's a freedom process. I take the letters F-R-E-E and I talk about focusing on one goal. I talk about repeating the right actions until they become habits. I talk about eliminating clutter and then enjoying the process. And I teach this on parenting. That's the October session on parenting. And then we go to marriage and other topics for the months ahead. So if you're not a member, come join us. Just go to theintentionallife.com. I think the message today was slow down. Slow down. Life is fast. And I want to say thanks to our members who make this possible so we can share this kind of message with you. And if you're not a member, I encourage you to come join us. Be a part of this journey. Life is so short. Just go to theintentionallife.com where you can become a member of Intentional Living today. And then a final shot, a reminder that the Parents Night Out, this is going to be a really unique parenting conference. I promise you're going to laugh. I think you're going to cry a little bit. I'm going to tell you some personal stories you don't hear on the air. And I'm going to take you through these decades. I'm going to talk about specifically what do you do in raising a child between 0 and 9 in those years. That's a dependence decade. How do you do that? The fact that they want to belong. At the same time, you got to teach responsibility. How do you discipline that age? What about 10 to 19, developing into the age of the teenagers, and they're developing independence? How do you develop confidence with them, and how do you hold them accountable? And then even with young adults. So this will be very appropriate if you have young adults as well in their 20s, and you're still facing parenting challenges. I'm going to take you through this, plus what decade you're in. You're going to see what challenges you have in your decade that relate to that, and then your parents, if they're still alive, what decade they're in. It's going to be a very fun evening, very practical. Parents Night Out, Jackson, Flint, and Midland, Michigan, Phoenix and Mesa, and then Tucson. And I want you to get tickets. And then again, a reminder, I just got to get this in. The early registration for the Family Business Conference, the early bird discount. We have friends of the ministry helping, so we could discount just a little bit here up through the end of September, which is September 30th. Get registered. All of this is online. All of it. Just you can find the information when you go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, including that estate planning guide that I mentioned earlier to Melanie. You can check it out under free resources at the bottom of that page under free resources. Upcoming programs, successfully soaring as a single mom or dad, and then intentional parenting, a couple topics right on target coming up the next few days here. I'm Randy Carlson. Have a great day. We'll see you next time.